I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. India's version of ISIS is advancing its agenda. Leaders of the world's largest democracy are openly pushing for a Hindu-only India. Noel Buchetti of Asian Access says their India director views it as a two-edged sword.
He's very alarmed on the one hand, but he sees a great opportunity on the other. He said the Christian leaders here in India are really slow to realize what's happening. On the other side, is he says, this is our time. God uses persecution where you get these determined Christians, focused Christians, unified Christians, and they get after it.
Find more at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, sexual assault on college campuses is a growing problem in the United States, but InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is part of the solution. Greek University staff and students are sharing the gospel with those affected to provide comfort and hope for healing. One student's working with the Rape Recovery Center to raise awareness, and it's not only impacting the whole community, but the whole country. Want more? See the rest of the story at our website. And what do you do with your old prescription glasses? Don't throw them away. Rody Rodehaver of International Needs Network shares a bit about students in Colombia who could use them.
A high percentage of these children would never get an education were it not for the Rose of Sharon School, which is a from kindergarten through high school Christian education.
Just like education, these kids rarely have a chance to see a doctor. That's why IN Network is sending a medical missions team in at the end of January. Visit our website for the address to donate your old glasses. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world, too. Get the Vision Beyond Borders 2015 prayer calendar. It's free. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.